escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock. That means we're about a half hour away from Quiz with Stiz. Very excited. I get to sit back and have no stress since I lost last week and watch Ted defend his crown against Fitzy. So stick around for about 30 minutes. You'll have Quiz with Stiz.
You're the lifeline, though. You got it. You got to bring it because, you know, your co-hosts bring it all the time when you use the lifeline.
I don't think that's true. But, yeah, I'll be ready to go. And we are ready to go. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. WEEI Afternoons.
I'm going to kick things off a little differently today on The Drive. We're going to work in some of the phone callers who have been waiting for a while. And appropriately for The Drive, we're going to start with David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So on the Brady, you guys are talking about the speech that he made at the statue and that. Yeah. And you know, I look at it this way, and I am defending Brady in a way, because some of the comments he made in Manchester there, Rudy, whatever, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of players in different teams, they had an opportunity to be a Brady. They all had that opportunity to be a great quarterback and go out there and really work hard and focus. Did Brady have some help from Belichick and some of the players? Of course he did. But a lot of these people that are taking offense to it, it's because they couldn't do it. And that's naturally to do that. As far as the speech that he made about the Jets, I think we got to remember one thing. When he's at that podium at the Patriots place, he's a Patriot. He's not a commentator. He's not working with Fox. He's not calling out a game. He's being a Patriot. He's being what we want him to be, is to say it like it is. And I am, for one, I'm glad that he made the comment that he did about the Jets.
Thanks for the call, David. Yeah, I mean, there's something to that, but I'm not sure that really holds water. I don't, like, if Robert Kraft says something really offensive about the National Football League and goes, oh, wait, I'm not talking as Robert Kraft owner. I'm talking about as Robert Kraft fan or resident of Massachusetts. No, that's not how it works. You're always Robert Kraft owner of the Patriots. Like, that's part of what goes with it.
And I don't know if you understood, the Wayne Rooney was the former Birmingham City manager.
Yeah.
Of a soccer team. So he wasn't criticizing another quarterback. He was criticizing a former soccer player who becomes coach, right, of the team that he's owns. And he had some really harsh criticism for that player or that person. And that's, to me, that was a little bit, dude, that's not your expertise, is that world. So I just thought that his comments against Wayne Rooney were a little bit out of bounds.
And also, it's part of a documentary or something, right? Like, they're making money off of it.
Brady and the Blues.
Yeah, okay, so you're making money.
Scotty Scheffler.
He learned it from Welcome to Wrexham.
The Scotty Scheffler.
Like golfer. He's criticizing a golfer for not having his priorities right, which he prioritized his family and faith over golf, and that just couldn't believe, you know, Tom couldn't believe that.
Let's go back to the roads for Max in the truck. What's up, Max?
Hey guys, I got a different take on this. I understand and appreciate the whole Brady statue ceremony. I love the way that you know, the Crafts went about it and everything, and the whole presentation down in Foxborough. But my thing is, what I'd like to see is, you know how we're always talking about the Mount Rushmore of Boston sports. Well, I'd like to see them reenact that, or, you know, or enact that in a statue form somewhere prominent in Boston. You know, so I'd like to see a statue of, like, the four greats of Boston sports: Ted Williams, Bill Russell, Bobby Orr, of course, and Mac Jones. No.
Thanks job, for the Max. Call, Max.
Wait, where's Big Poppy on that one?
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I guess you could put it – that's the one problem with that is, if you put it up and say, mm-hmm. this is – well, what happens if somebody better comes
where's
along?
Where's Bird?
Well, but not even that. Let's just say you're comfortable, but what if somebody better – what if Tatum goes on to win 10 titles and you go – well, maybe we need to put him up there. Do you cut the other statue down and put up a new statue?
Tear down that statue, mm-hmm. Mr. Gorbachev.
I actually thought he was going to go with an actual Mount Rushmore idea. Remember when the man in the mountain fell down in New Hampshire? Like, maybe create a legit sports New England mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore in sure. a mountain somewhere. Carve it out up there. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be badass.
That would be cool.
Do like they did at I Love Boston Sports, the Crossing the Delaware mural, but just put a bunch of your favorite Boston sports icons on it.
Yeah, and just bury it in some bill and get the funding for it. You probably only need a couple $1 billion to carve up a mountain.
That's it. You know what? Josh Kraft will do it, and he'll make sure the Patriots are prominently displayed right up front.
Let's go to Loon in Rhode Island. What's up, Loon?
What's up, bud?
How you doing, Loon? You're on the air. What's up?
You guys are good? I got a question for Ted. I mean, you know, you want to compare Drake May to Drew Brees? Like, no way. No way in hell. That he will never, ever be a Drew Brees.
No, we were comparing him to Drew Bledsoe, my old quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, not Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah. Mistaken. Yeah. So, anyway, long story short, I think Drake May is going to be more of an average quarterback than...
All right, thanks for the call, Loon. That was a slow landing plane.
Yep.
That was really circling.
Waited a while.
Start out with
one.
Drew Brees.
Andy, just in the nick of time letting him go, too.
Do we also
have a Circle the Drain sponsor?
You got to feel pretty strong to call in. You know, like Drew Brees, he was a second-round pick out of Purdue.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, won a Super Bowl.
Do we know that Drake May isn't going to be a great player? Like, Do we already have that? We can already kind of look at that and just say, we already know what he is. I don't know how you can look at Drake May and already have a hard and fast feeling of what he's going to become
in
his career.
We're in the hope not know phase
right
now.
I mean, and in dramatic ends of it, I feel like. Like, I really have no idea what he's going to be. I like him, and I think he's good, and he's going to get better. But he has the ability to probably be great, and he has the turnovers and lack of wins to probably be a bust, right? Like, whichever side of that wins out, if it's one of the sides. Now, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, but...
I just don't see bust in him.
See, I just think if he becomes the guy that's always turning the ball over and never winning the game, that's how you end up a bust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're still wowed by the physical and say, wow, he runs around and that's cool, and then he throws an interception, or then he fumbles, or he gets hit.
Is Tony Romo a bust?
No, but he would be if he had been the third pick in the draft. Tony Romo came out of nowhere.
I think Romo's underrated.
What round was Tony Romo drafted in? Second, third?
No, lower. Was he even drafted? He might have been an undrafted. I think he's an undrafted quarterback.
All right, fair point.
So if you go from undrafted to that, you're good. If you go from third pick in the draft, that feels a little like Drew. If Drew had been a fifth round pick or something, wouldn't his career be looked at differently? But he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
So there's expectations that come with that. All right, we talked about the Red Sox a little bit earlier. We didn't get Ted's thoughts on that. Ted, down in Houston, your old stomping grounds, Red Sox lose 4-1. Walker Buehler, not great, not terrible. Couple home runs allowed, some frustrations built. The offense did nothing. Our guy, Roman Anthony, after I anointed him the next Ted Williams, went out and struck out three times, didn't get on base. What was your reaction to that loss?
You know, I didn't like the Cora getting kicked out. I just thought, you know, man, you if you don't know the rules and you go out and you do that, it's just a bad look. If you're going to sit there and say, hey, balk, 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 and then... You know, it reminded me of, like, just Celtics teams, like, always worrying about the officials as opposed to just playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, can we just play baseball and not worry about what the pitcher is doing? And try, see what he did. And I just thought it was a bad look
for the Red Sox in that moment.
So just to recap what Ted's talking about, Jaron Duran was on third. The pitcher made some sort of movement, didn't declare his his movement in terms of whether it was from the set. And all the Red Sox pointed. Alex Cora came out, argued, didn't get thrown out then, came back out in between innings for a balk call that never happened, and then was eventually ejected. Here's Alex Cora describing what went down.
They got the call right, you know. The only thing for me is, like, we've seen the situation before, that guys have a regular windup, and they ask the guys to declare. You don't have to declare if you have a regular windup. It's only if you have a hybrid windup. That's when you have to declare, because that way you're not deceiving the runner. But throughout the last 2 years, we've seen situations that it's a regular windup, and they have asked the pitcher to declare. That was the only thing. And then I went out there just to educate myself, to be honest with you. That's what I told him. I want to learn. I want to know. I don't know if he took it that I was being sarcastic. I wasn't. And then I was walking back, and he threw me out.
Yeah, and I think just knowing myself and how I say things sarcastically, that's what I think probably happened. Oh, I want to be educated. And the guy took it with some sort of tone or angle and didn't care for it. But this is now a history. I forgot the exact details. Dan Ball is the brains of the operation, so he may remember. This is what one of his ejections were previously, comparing it to a previous situation and trying to get a clarification as to why this was different than the last one. Right, Dan Ball?
Yeah, it was the one at second base where the fielder was blocking the base, and it happened the same ump a year ago, and that was part of it, too. I think there were some bad feelings from the one season ago. But, yes, this is not a new thing for him this
year. So he's sort of litigating it like a lawyer, using, like, case history. Well, no, I have this. This is the case history we lived through, and now you're telling me it's something different. And he got ejected for the fifth time. It's now a career high. Not great, even though he keeps telling us, Dombrowski told me I need to stay in the dugout. I don't get paid to get ejected. I get paid to manage the team. Well, he keeps getting ejected.
Because he's passionate. He cares about this team.
It's more ejections than he's had ever.
Yeah.
And so we still got a lot of baseball to play. Yep. You know what? Just it's hard not to say the two words, trade deadline. You know, when you see Bale and Giolito and Buehler, you know, you thought maybe Buehler was getting a little better. No, he's still kind of Walker Buehler. So the pitching makes me nervous. It just does. I mean, you know, Garrett Crochet had a bad outing for his first one all year, and so you go, okay, great. Now are these guys they're in the downside of their pitching cycle right now, which, you know, with 10 games over 500 and the good vibes, you start to worry, you know, that the pitching is just going to get worn down, and they're going to be in a lot of games where the pitching is going to be an issue.
And they pitched a lot of innings, and you do have to worry about that. Is it aberrational, or are we seeing a downward trend? Because if it's a five-day cycle where you're like, oh, they're all in a slump, that's fine. We've seen the lineup live through slumps. But if it's because it's getting later in the year and they're all getting worn down and reaching recent innings highs or career innings highs, and that's the reason, well, now you got major problems with 40 games left.
Who do you think is going to end up holding on to that fourth starter spot, Ted? And will Giolito be able to hold on to the third starter spot?
It's between Justin May and Walker Buehler. They'll probably give I feel like Cora just loves Walker Buehler. Like, he's just, because he's an accomplished player. Yep. He's the vet, and he's got mad respect for those guys. And it's almost like, what is ERA in the first and fourth innings? Have you ever looked this up? It's like, it's almost like he's got an 8 ERA in the first inning and something ridiculous in the fourth inning. He really hasn't had any moments this year where he's strung a couple of good performances together. So if Dustin May goes out and all of a sudden maybe he came here, he's got some new pitches he's introduced, a new approach, and then all of a sudden he pitches like he did like the other night, well, then the fourth guy is Dustin May. But,
yes, Dan Ball.
Your Buehler numbers, by the way. First inning, 8.57 ERA. And that fourth inning, which is really
unbelievable,
strange, Ted, 11.78 ERA.
I was trying to analyze that in my
third
head.
Third time through? Fourth inning?
Yeah, probably, because you had a bad first inning, right? Like, he has inning, so they're hitting in the first inning. So it's not like you're only facing three hitters in the first inning.
Right.
If you're giving up all those runs, you're facing 5, 6, 7. So, yeah, it's probably the third time through in that fourth inning. But it's not – I just don't have any confidence in Walker Buehler.
No.
I'm with you.
Zero.
What did you just say? And Walker Buehler was Walker Buehler. Like, I feel like we know what he is now. Dustin May is new here. I'm willing to give him a benefit of the doubt because I just watched him go out there and pitch a gem. Can he do that again? Fitzy says if he does that three times, maybe he'll slide into the three spot.
Got to have three good outings in a row. Meanwhile, Toley is throwing gas in Worcester, and Kyle Harrison's last three starts have been terrific.
Yeah, but that's minor leagues. Like, that's...
I know, but you... But okay.
I bet if I sent Giolito down, he could get some triple A.
It may be minor leagues, but at the same time, your options are...
Well, you know, there's not a ton because, you know, there was this guy, he was called Joe Ryan, and they said they were going to get Joe Ryan.
Okay.
And then they didn't get Joe Ryan or anybody else who was available because they were fixated on controlled pitching and not renting somebody and just getting whatever
was
available.
Well, the Wayback Machine is broken today, so we're dealing with the reality in the future.
I'm also with Fitzy. I'm ready for Kyle Harrison in this rotation. Let's see it. Why not? I would love to go with potential for your...
One or two starts.
Yeah, for the potential of being a number four in a playoff series.
No, but who's out? Who do you bump from their next start? You want to do that.
I know I can't say, oh, your guy Dustin May, but I'll give him another chance. I don't think Buehler has necessarily earned it. I would go with either one of those two former Dodgers, and I think I'd be happy with that.
Okay. Now, I'm not totally against that because Harrison was brought here for a reason. They supposedly loved him. That's why he was in the trade. He was part of, you know, what more than just money being dumped in one direction, that they got some guys that they actually like.
Or make it a six-man rotation. You give a little bit of an extra break for Giolito and Bayo and Crochet in the process, and then you just kind of fight it out for that last spot.
No more extra breaks for Crochet. He's had an extra break for like a month now. I'm sick of the extra breaks. Either he's good to go or he's not, and he's
your ace.
You're
blame the extra break on his last performance, aren't you?
It's weird to me.
He had a performance before that and was really good, though, after the extended break.
But it just makes me question, why are they doing all these extra days? Is it really just to look down the road, or is there something going on that
it's down the road.
Totally truthful about? Yeah. Either way, he went out and laid an egg, and I don't like him laying an egg. He was the one guy who was supposed to pencil in for no eggs laid. Stephon Diggs, he talked to Diana Russini on the Scoops Nation podcast. Which Scoops City, Scoops Nation would be better. Scoops City, she's limiting
nice
herself.
Place.
Scoops City podcast with Diana Russini, and he had a strange answer, let's say, when she asked him about his availability for week one.
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there, and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when I'm sure you're on a timeline, right, where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good, but overall... You feel like you're moving
in. I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right? 100%. That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
I don't think he's trying to tell you anything because I don't even know what he's saying.
No.
The coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. Do you not want to play in week one or do you want
to
play?
He wants to play. He wants to play.
Yeah.
He's going to play. Oh, yeah. I think it's just there's a thing in all athletes where they have learned over time that you don't just, I'll be out there week one. The coaches think it's an advantage not to tell everybody what the plan is. And so they know instinctively not to just say that, so that you're getting an answer that you don't like, but really, he's going to be playing week one.
She also had a weird, she stated something.
I also don't like it when in interviews, guys call females man.
That's what you took from it?
I side note. That is a side note.
Not the flirtations.
Like
also,
hey man, just want to let you know that sometimes you got to shut the f*** up. And this current time is just one of those times you got to shut the f*** up.
I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore.
Methinks Stiz has been sitting on that for a while.
For a while now.
And just wanted to unleash it on the world. Well
that
done.
That was a day and a half buildup to try to get that one off.
Nice.
Well done.
I like it.
No, what I was going to say was she said, Stiz, could you actually re-rack the very beginning of the question? She says something like, you're overdoing it. You're pushing.
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there, and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got.
Stop,
Diana. She's like, what does she know about him overdoing it? What do you mean overdoing?
As far as I know, she hasn't been down at Gillette. I haven't seen her. And what is overdoing?
She was there.
Have you seen him overdoing it?
No.
Like, and what does overdoing it mean? We're actually talking about
underdoing it. Yes, correct.
So,
correct.
Should I infer that maybe she's talked to somebody else the way she said that as a fact, like
no.
a coach,
I think
a trainer?
She's just assuming that he's overdoing it. Okay. He was out there before. Let's face it, the timeline for his injury, he shouldn't be out there playing when he is. And so
right.
in her mind, she's just going to say he's overdoing it. So I don't think it's anything to too much to read into.
Okay, so we have Stephon Diggs with a weird answer about playing in week one. We have back-to-back days of joint practices that didn't go great. There were some big plays, good and bad, yesterday. Today, well, it was just seemingly bad on both sides of the ball, if you read the recounts. That means we need to update our records, boys, our projections. Mm. Based on everything that's happened since the last preseason game and a couple weeks of joint practices here, Stiz, tell us what our records were, and then we'll update them.
All right, so right now, Andy, 8 wins. Nick and Ted, both 10, and Dan, 7.5.
So I went down to 9.5 and then back up after the, I think, the Commanders preseason game,
yep.
I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back down. So they've had a couple of really bad practices after the Commanders preseason game at Foxborough before they left for Minnesota. And it's kind of been a mixed bag of performances the last couple of days there in Minnesota. So I'm going to go, they're 9.5 wins right now. 9.5, from 10 to 9.5.
Okay.
I'm going to drop it all the way down to 9.
Okay.
Full 9, full game. 9-8.
Full game.
Wow.
After fighting for optimism all day, you've dropped it down to full game.
They're still a winning team. They're still
optimistic.
A winning team.
So what was my record, Stiz? Just to clarify.
2-15.
Eight. Yeah. I'm not going to go where I want to go. I'm going to take a leap, though. I'm going down the chute. If we were playing chutes and ladders and it's a long chute, I'm going to 6.5.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Game and a half.
I'm alarmed by this football team. There's a lot of things I'm starting to not. I don't think you can live on just a big play offensive attack. I don't love that the defense either isn't out there or what is out there is getting carved up by a guy who's never played before, who doesn't even have his best receiver. Like, there's just a lot of things. The Terrell Williams is going to be in the booth thing. I'm not sure what his role is going to be as he manages the defense. There is just not a lot I like right now. So, yeah, I'm down to 6.5 wins.
Okay.
Wow.
I think that's a little strong. This team's so much better than last year's team that won 4 games. And they should have won 5.
Yeah, yep. Ben Brown's really coming back into the lineup. And
they're going to show you.
I'm not out of my mind, as Ted would ask, but I'm just alarmed by what I've seen by the last week. Yes, Stiz.
Let's just get everybody on record. Dan, you went from a 7. You were at a 7.5.
I'm at a 7.5. I'm going down to a 7 for me.
And I, too, just to get on the record, I am at 7.
Right. I thought you were more negative than that off air.
No, well, I kind of am, but I still think they're going to put together 7. You just kind of shocked me. 6.5,
I'm alarmed.
To be honest.
I'm alarmed with what's going on. Drake May is the best thing you have. The receivers are still an issue. The passing game's an issue. The offensive line's an issue. You know how I feel about that. And now the defense, I don't even know what to make of the defense anymore with some of what's going on. So, yeah, I'm at 6.5 wins. But whatever. I'm Mr. Negativity. All right. Up next, Ted Johnson. He regained the crown, the quiz with Stiz championship last week with an upset for the ages, knocking me off. Now he's going to defend it against Nick Fitzy Stevens. Stick around for Quiz with Stiz, but first, Dan Ball, for the last time, what's trending?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons. It's Thursday, just after 5:30. You know what time that is.
What time is it, Andy?
You know what that means.
Time for the quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
All right, boys, that's right. You know the name, you know the game. It is another quiz with Stiz tonight. Our reigning champion, three-time Super Bowl champion, Ted Johnson.
All right.
Will take on Nicholas Cinephile Stevens, also known as Fitzy, in a battle to see who is the smartest man alive. Before we get this thing going on and I give you guys the theme of tonight's quiz, I will pass it off to my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan Ball, for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. In the season matchup between these two, Ted has a 2-0 quiz lead. Nick comes in with an overall record of 5-7. Ted is 5-1 in his six quiz attempts. Stiz will ask a Stiz will ask a question to a host. If the host gets it wrong, the other host has a chance to steal. If neither get it, it opens it up to multiple choice questions. He'll ask 10 questions. Best score after the 10 wins. And of course, don't forget, rule number one, no bitching. Rule number two, no complaining. Rule number three, no accusatory comments. Rule number four, no self-victimization. And number five, with a big old star, don't be a blank. You can fill in the blank and play the game. Andy's not playing, but he is our lifeline, so none of these rules apply. Back to you, Stiz.
All right, Ted. Yep. Before I give you tonight's theme, heads or tails?
I'm going to say tails, bud.
Ah, I'm sorry. Okay. Tails failed tonight, Nick will start off. And we'll give you tonight's theme. Real quick, do want to play some audio? Is he working hard?
Yes.
To get his team
ready. Is he working
as
hard
as
Kirby Smart?
I don't know who that is.
I love it, sis. Don't you ever change, Bubba. I love you, man.
Well, you guys made fun of me for not knowing who Kirby Smart was. I hope you guys know who Kirby Smart is, because the theme of tonight's quiz is Kirby Smart.
Okay. Awesome.
He's getting his revenge.
So we will
Stiz,
see.
You are awesome.
You bastards. All right, Nick, are you ready for your first question?
You may fire when ready.
All right, Nick, here we go. In what year did Kirby Smart start his coaching career?
He was an assistant for a long time with Nick Saban.
Stiz,
so.
You evil man.
I'll go with 2003.
No. Ted.
Why does that feel like it was, God, what was the big thing when they went from into the 2000s? What's that called? The
Y2K?
Yeah.
Millennium?
I felt like it was around that time. I'm going to say 1999.
He's on the board. Party like it's
you have got to be kidding.
On the board.
Wow.
Wow.
I would imagine him know his college football. Yeah. All right, back to Ted.
Yes, sir.
Kirby Smart won the Broyles Award, Best Assistant Coach in 2009 with this team. What team was it?
2009, that's when he was, I believe, he was an employee of one Alabama.
The man is rolling.
Got it.
Did you want to ask Ted any questions about people named Ted?
Alabama, Nick Saban. Yes.
All right, Mr. Stevens, back to you.
Kirby Smart.
A lot of game left.
Yeah, in which state was Kirby Smart born?
Even Stiss laughed at the question.
Mississippi.
No.
One in 50 shot.
Yep.
2% chance.
Boy, you listen to his accent, you can tell he's from the Deep South, and specifically, he has an accent that reminds me of an Alabama accent. So I'm going to say Alabama.
Sheesh, bro. Sheesh. 3-0.
Are you going to use anything to clean the floor when you use me to mop it, or just dry?
Just do a dry. You're going to come back.
Back to you, Ted.
Oh, back to me. Okay.
Which position did Kirby Smart play in college?
Why do I think he was not the biggest guy? Why do I feel like he was a defensive back? Can I say defensive back?
Sheesh, my guy.
Was he a safety?
There we go. That I don't know. Actually.
Doesn't matter. It's literally 4-0.
I told you they were going to ask.
It's all over.
Wow, this is like Braintree against South Carolina.
Too soon.
And oddly enough, I'm Braintree.
Yeah, that's right.
Strangely enough, I'm Braintree.
You are representing your hometown very well today.
Perfectly.
All righty. Nick, Kirby Smart finished his college football career with how many interceptions?
Well, whatever I guess, Ted's going to go, I remember there was that one. And the wind whispered to me the other day that I'm going to say 3.
No.
He points at you just to give you a little tease.
Just to rub it in. Just to tease.
Ted.
Me.
Yep.
How many interceptions?
I'm going to say he had 8. 8 interceptions.
No.
Wow, is that his first wrong answer?
A chance to break through. Come on.
Nick, finished his college football career. How many interceptions? Was it A, 7, B, 9, C, 13?
I'm going to have to say...
Joe Costigs.
Damn it. Yeah, I got a Costigs, right? Yeah, 7!
No.
Bad idea.
I was ready for that one.
Yep.
How many interceptions? 7, 9, or 13?
I'm going to say 13.
Oh, he's killing it.
Oh, F this.
He's killing
it. F the whole construct.
He's killing it. All right.
13. Notice he guesses 8. Then he has 9 on the table. That's very close. And like, nope.
Nope. All right. Back to Ted.
Yes, sir.
Ted, what was Kirby Smart's record against former mentor Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide? His record against Saban.
I'm going to say 4-2.
No. Nick.
I will go 3-3.
No. Ted.
Yep.
A, 1-6. B, 3-4. C, 4-3.
I'm going to say 4-3.
No.
So he has other options?
He
has a losing record.
Fitzy has a chance.
1-6, 3-4, 4-3.
Well, Ted just guessed 4-3,
right?
Yeah,
but it's all right. Sometimes I throw you off, man.
3-4.
No, you were both wrong. 1-6.
He only got
one. 1-6.
Damn.
Only got a dub against...
We sure about that? I've played with Stiz before. Yeah. Sometimes he's wrong.
Yeah, listen, Twitch, I'm sure Twitch is all over it, as they always are. All right, back to you, Nick.
Oh, this is going to be a comeback.
Nick, Kirby went undefeated. Nope. I mean, not undefeated. Kirby went undrafted in the 1999 NFL draft and signed a free agent contract with this team.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
No.
I liked it.
Teddy went south.
Yeah.
Did
you play against him?
I'm going to say...
May have.
But I'm going to say the Minnesota Vikings.
No.
Okay. It'll be that way.
Nick, was it A, the Bills?
He's breaking
B, the Colts? C, the Saints?
I'll go with the Saints.
I'll go with no.
That was a good guess, I thought. I had my guess.
I'm going to say the Colts, Stiz. How about the Colts?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Jesus, that is right. Throw the damn towel. Throw the towel.
All right. We only got a couple more left. Teddy, back to you.
Yep.
How many seasons did Kirby Smart play with the Colts?
Oh. The one.
No. Nick.
Zero.
Cut before the regular season started.
Project Hail Mary is a success.
Very nice.
Good job, Nico. And now it's coming back to you, Nick.
Oh my God.
Comeback starts today.
In May of 2024, Kirby Smart signed an extension, making him the highest paid college coach in football history. How much money was that contract worth?
$110 million.
Oh, no. Teddy.
It's pretty close, I'm thinking. I'm going to say, how about $112 million?
Oh, no. Nick, $80
million. Mm-hmm.
$110 million. $130 million. Hmm.
80.
Oh, man.
I gave you the look for $130 million.
Well, I was going to ask Ted, but no, I guess not. It was $130. Andy gets a point somehow.
The game has changed.
Right. I was giving you the look.
All right.
We're tied.
And then, Ted, the last question on tonight's quiz with Stiz. Yeah, I know. 130, 10 years. 10-year extension. Just signed it. Highest paid football coach, college football coach. In history. All right, Teddy, what was Kirby Smart's overall record last year with the Georgia Bulldogs?
Oh, they were 13-1.
No. Overall, his overall record last year with the Georgia Bulldogs, Nick?
I'm going to go with 12-2.
No. Oh, sorry. I feel like I'm going to give you these choices, and I feel like you guys are going to be all over me, but this is what Wikipedia said. What was his overall record last year with the Georgia Bulldogs? Ted, was it A, 5-7, B, 7-5, C, 11-1?
C.
Yes, that's right.
There we go.
11-1.
They only played 12 games?
Yeah. I know. That's why you guys were guessing higher games. I'm like, did I mess this up?
They lost two for some reason. They still had Carson Beck, right?
So now everybody here knows all about Kirby Smart, so we will never have that problem again.
Love it. Good job, Stiz.
Wow. I'm ready for college football to kick off tomorrow.
What did Stiz say the record was?
11-1. Overall record.
What did it say on your
computer? The overall column that I came up with says 11-3, but maybe that's a different overall.
Mm.
I think it's a different. Check the spelling.
All right. Ted Johnson with another victory and quiz with Stiz.
Well done, Ted.
6-1.
Indeed, I lie once again.
It's now a 6-1 record, two weeks in a row. I'll be back next week, although I will tell you, sometimes it's fun to just sit back and not take part and not have any pressure or stress or be the idiot getting made fun of on the text line. So up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we go to Odds and Ends. Nantucket is a small island. There's only so much room for Bill Belichick's ladies, but they seem to run into each other. That's next on Odds and Ends.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What's it been like?
She is the worst person I've ever met on Earth, and I've worked with multiple sociopaths.
Oh, boy.
End quote.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay?
We were legitimately worried about her because she, at first we thought she was like a dancer or an escort.
Bill Belichick's own family has been deeply concerned about this.
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Bill Belichick has done it again.
That little rejoin montage might tell you what we're talking about in Odds and Ends. Oh, Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Ted, I could barely get through the read, so let's go. I feel you like chomping at the bit.
March and April were just some of the funnest months. Just, it was just tremendous, the content we got from
God,
Jordan
you love
Hudson.
This.
So
I do.
We have some more.
It's great. Wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more. So
give it to me. Put it around my veins.
Going.
What had been the latest, greatest thing was her calling Charlotte Wilder, and I apologize, but her podcast cohort, and talking to them for like 5 hours to string them along in this weird relationship.
The queen
that I
of
might
your universe.
Yeah, the queen of your universe.
But
all
what
that crap.
That, what does that mean, queen of her universe? Like she.
Like I drive the narrative.
Yeah.
Like you talk about me all the time.
Self-proclaimed herself as queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even know where to go with that. So we'll just move on to the latest
move
story.
On. PR genius.
Wow. Yeah, oh yeah. She's the brains behind Bill Belichick's media consent and everything, whatever he's been doing lately.
And it's going so well.
She is his muse.
Actually, it's been going well since somebody kind of pushed her to the background, whether it was Bill or North Carolina.
I haven't seen much
Lombardi.
Of her.
It's gone better.
She hadn't been seen in so long, she had to reach out to Charlotte Wilder.
Yeah, she called them. They didn't call, so she had to call them. It's like when you're waiting for a girl to call you. Like, is this thing on? Is this thing even working? I better call them and see if theirs is working. So we have the latest headline, New York Post story, Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick's ex, Linda Holiday, attend same Nantucket party months after Holiday clash. It seems the ice has thawed in Nantucket, writes the New York Post. Jordan Hudson and Linda Holiday were spotted at the same Massachusetts fundraiser on Saturday, roughly 8 months after Bill Belichick's current gal pal and his ex-girlfriend, respectively, clashed at a Holiday affair. TMZ reported Monday that no issues were seen by partygoers at the Boston Pops on Nantucket soiree.
Boring.
Which is believed to be their first public run-in since the Nantucket Dreamland encounter last December when Holiday confronted Hudson. You remember that?
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Linda's daughters were DJing it and
they're
it became a whole
event,
thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So apparently it's thawed and they're, I don't know if they're getting along, but they're at least not going at each other in public.
I think Linda's just got to just deal with it because Jordan is not going down easy. She is not going to be bullied out of
all three men in this room just said, you know, what?
Actually, could I,
you want to bet on that?
maybe she does go down easy. I don't know, you know?
All right. Good night, everybody.
She's not going down without a fight, I would say. And so she's not going to back down.
Also.
So she's going to show up to all these events.
Pablo Torre called her associates that, like, she's the craziest person he's ever met or dealt with.
I've had other people tell me that she is a sociopath. Yeah.
So, like, Linda, be careful. Like, that's all I would say. Like, Linda, you might be normal, like, caddy, relationships, girls, whatever.
When she comes up to her and she goes, are you about a size 14?
Yeah. No, like, I'm thinking.
No, Linda is
bunnies
is
boiled.
Is much more, you know, like, with us in the same world compared to Jordan.
Yes. 100%. And so that's why I would say just Linda, just be careful.
Careful. It's a good
advice.
You
never know what she's going to do, what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. Christian Arcan joining us, and he walked in
Hello.
At the perfect time.
Speaking of bunny boilers.
I'm pretty bummed out.
Why?
That there was no drama at the party. I thought that Nantucket, that island thing, I was really looking forward to that. I had people down on the island who were supposed to report back to me and tell me about it, and there's nothing to report. Like, that sucks. That was a big. I have the man from Nantucket, Brian Glowacki. Have him call in and give me updates from Nantucket about what's going on with Jordan and Linda and everybody. And there's not that was supposed to be the big thing.
He's hosting the Hampton Beach Comedy Fest that I'm doing tonight.
Right,
yeah,
very
which is
cool.
Awesome.
Tell him I said what's up.
I most certainly will. He's a very funny man.
He certainly is. And I'm just bummed out because that would have been a good man from Nantucket.
That would have been. Instead, we got this. We don't want thawing, right? We want ice
cold.
I miss the days of like MTV Celebrity Deathmatch where you'd have like Claymation Linda Holiday versus Claymation Jordan with like Belichick there just watching.
That was just a great show.
It's a great show.
I want it in real life. I want like, you know, people going around with trays of champagne and they're getting hit because Linda's shoving Jordan or vice versa.
Ask Dana White. He just signed the $7.5 billion deal to stream all those fights on Paramount Plus.
The country was a lot more unified during that show, wasn't it?
Thank you. It was.
You know,
we
when
were
you
together.
Got to see those people, everybody liked it. You know? It was one of those kind of shows.
What do you got tonight? Because you got 4 hours,
We got a full foursies tonight. We got Sean McAdam at 7:30, which I'm looking forward to. We got the New England Nightly News. Rough one there for Braintree. But we have some other stories there as well. And we have Dongs tonight at 9:30, Arcan Fire at 9 o'clock, Action Pack 4 hours.
Wow, Arcan Fire, Dong Report. There's a lot going on. Stick around 4 hours. No Red Sox. You get 4 hours of Christian Arcan. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6, Fenway Park. The Red Sox can come home, and hopefully they'll start winning again. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.